Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Love of Heart Movement Radio Show. This is Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts, and I am here to give you the show, Questions with the Queen, episode number 49. You guys, it's almost been a full year of me answering a question from the fans. I'm so excited about that. And you know, I have kind of changed my focus to more business-only questions. So it's been a wonderful journey for me as I help women and men go from concept to cash. I'm super excited about that. But anyway, I wanted to tell you what the question is this week. And as you know, if you've been listening to me, you know that six is my favorite number. So I definitely did the top six steps. So the question is, what is the game plan for a new business owner? So I answered with the top six steps to take in your business to get it started. But you know what, you guys, as I looked at this, you also need this to keep it going, to maintain, implement, to maintain, and to keep it going. So number one is believe, you guys. You have got to believe in what you're doing and know that what you're doing is wonderful and that you will just have a wonderful, wonderful business. If you don't believe, you guys, I would suggest that you pack up and go home, because here's the deal. In business, you can't really just be lackadaisical. You have got to decide that this is for you and that you're going to dominate in it. And if you don't decide that, you guys, you'll be out of business before you really even get started. So belief, and that's an ongoing, constant belief that you know things are going to work out for your good. So belief is number one. Number two is plan. I want you to plan, and then plan again, you guys. So important that you do your research and really plan on, just really put a plan of action together of what you need to do to get your business going and how it needs to stay going, definitely. Number three is implement. Implement on your plan. It's time to get out the door and put that thing into action. Whatever type of services you offer, if you are doing a book, it's time to get the book finished. It's time to get the book finished so you can get to your marketing plan for your book. If you are doing some type of program, it's time to get all of the content written and recorded and or written and, you know, however you choose to deliver it. If you want to do an online program, research that. Find out about Kajabi and all of the other programs that you can use for online programs. Number four is to fine-tune. What I've learned, you guys, is after you have programs that you submit and you want to, you know, share and whatnot, there's going to be some things that you need to change about them. And that's okay, you guys. Make those changes and definitely do whatever you need to do to make those changes. And when you make those changes, please understand that you need to do it not grudgingly or not with any type of regret. I'll just say it like that. Many times people think, oh, this is how I want it to work. Well, if your audience is not, you know, purchasing or if they're not responding or whatnot, you need to make some changes. You really need to make some changes. And that's just fine-tuning your perfect plan, you guys. That plan can always go under some type of fine-tuning. So just know that you need to fine-tune. Step number five is implement again. After you have figured out all the kinks and what you need to, you know, do, my goodness, to make the plan just even better, I want you to really implement again. Get out there again. Don't let your past, you may have got some results, but I'm telling you, when you get things tighter and more together and in sync and whatnot, you'll see that you can really, oh, my goodness, have a wonderful business, a wonderful company, just whatever you're trying to put out to the world. Just implement again. And number six, I want you to dominate. I want you to get on every platform that you could ever imagine for social media. Because here's what I know, you guys. Success and money is really made through people that we don't know yet. It's so important. Oh, my goodness. It's so, so important that you allow people to run across your path, that you allow people to know what you have is good, to know what you have is viable. You know, you've got to build something, you guys, that, oh, my goodness, that can stand the test of time. And I really want you to hear my heart on that, because what I know, you guys, is when I went off and quit my job and started my business, I really saw that I had spent 2 years kind of researching, can I do this? Can I not do this? What's the deal with this? You know, is it something that I'm good at? Is it something that, you know, can I attract the people? You've got to ask yourself all of the questions. You've got to ask yourself, are you the person to do this? And if you don't feel like you can dominate in this area, I'm just going to be quite honest with you. I don't know if it's going to be worth your time, because with self-employment comes quite a bit of stress, quite a bit of uncertainty. And if you don't believe that you have something that you can dominate, I would tell you to save your money and save your time and hassle, because you've got to believe that you can dominate the situation, you guys. And when you believe that, guess what? Everything else will work out. But if you don't believe that, you're going to be in a world of trouble. You are just going to be in a world of trouble. So I just encourage you to do things that you need to do to take care of everything, you know, just really take care of the things that are coming across your desk that are, you know, that you are looking at. Maybe this should be the business for me. Maybe it shouldn't be the business for me. Just get real clear on what you want and how you want to show up in the world. So important that you do that. So that is what I wanted to share with you. Let me just go over those steps again and give you a few more pointers on them. Number one is believe. If you don't believe, you guys, there's no sense in going forward. There's really no sense in going forward. And I tell you this, so many people have been, you know, just really I don't know if the word is just starting something that they're not sure of. I don't know what the word is. But I tell you, a lot of people are in situations where they're just not living the life they should, and they're just not being who they should be, you know. And I really tell people that's a shame. That's really a shame, because not only can you be the person you need to be, you can be an incredible, incredible encouragement to others by just living your life and doing what you were called to do. So belief is just top. If I had to spend any time on anything, it would be belief, you guys, because that is just key. It really is. So belief is number one. Number two is plan. Really develop a strategy, you guys, that will withstand the test of time. You've got to ask yourself the tough questions. And that's where I just want to put a point in here for coaches. I think that it's imperative that you, I mean, I offer a 30-minute coaching session free of charge, you guys. I think it's imperative that you get some coaching from some people who've done what you want to do. And I would say business ownership in just the holistic part of just, you know, anybody owning a business, oh, my goodness, it is just going to be critical that you talk with someone. You know, and when you talk to somebody, therein lies a lot of your questions, a lot of the things that you're unclear about. Just as you're planning, make sure you get some opinions and information from others, okay? Number three is implement. Go ahead and implement on the plan that you have. And part of that implementation, you guys, is getting your business structure set up right, getting everything together, you know, that you need and whatnot. So it's so important. Number four is fine-tune. Correct anything that you feel like is not going well, that you really think, okay, I could have done this a little bit better. Go ahead and do that, you guys. So critically important. I know for me, I just really see the importance of fine-tuning because, like I said, competition out here is stiff, you know. There's several companies wanting to solve the problem that you're solving. But here's the deal. What makes you any different? How can you stand out from the crowd? Because that's what the deal is. That is what is so important. And when you figure out what that is and how you can show up in the world, that's when you really can do some things. And that's when you need to, number five is implement again. You need to implement again because it's at that point when you figure out, okay, this is not really the way it should go. I think it should really go this way. when you make that determination and you fine tune your thing and get it working really good, that's when things get so good for you. So I just want to encourage you to fine tune, to implement again, number five. And number six, I want you to concentrate on dominating. If you know that you have something that's wonderful and good and whatnot, dominate your feel. It's so important, you guys, that you dominate your feel. And when you dominate, you don't have to worry about nothing else, y'all. You don't have to worry about anything else because people will be light years behind you. I'm in the process now where I want to dominate in speaking, you guys. When people think of Dallas, Texas, I want them to think of Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts. So that's where I am now. So you might see me speaking at, you know, elementary school. You might see me speaking anywhere because I truly want to dominate. So, and that's what my goal is. And I just encourage you, think of how you can dominate, you guys. Think about what is so important in your life right now that you can dominate. And when you think about that, oh, my goodness, it'll make all the difference in the world. It really will. So I just want to encourage you to find out how you can go from concept to cash. And, I mean, I am open and willing to do a 30-minute conference session with you, clarity session, to help you just kind of break through the things that you're going through to figure out what exactly you need to do. So just really contact me if that interests you. This has been Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts, with Questions with the Queen, episode number 49. Question this week is, what is the game plan for a new business owner? You guys, I hope this Questions with the Queen episodes have been giving you a lot of value. I plan to just really turn up the heat and make sure that I'm answering all the questions on the show. And if you know friends that need free advice, please direct them to the show, and they will definitely get the answers that they're looking for. Have a wonderful day. This is Cheryl Jones, the Queen of Hearts. Bye-bye.